Replicounts. Replicounts. Ready? Okay. You got one slide, and SciTech had 3 minutes left.
Yep, that's
so,
it.
Ready? 5 minutes, go.
Yeah. My name's John James, and I'm actually doing a, I have a scheduled presentation, the Felsenstein Room unscheduled presentation, tomorrow at noon. So I'm looking for collaborators, too. Anyway, what it's about is that today there could be online financial accounts that could reproduce, like independent children accounts, which are basically a copy of the parent. Then they can reproduce and so on. So you can have generations of these things. It means that an account can have a family tree. And the reason it's important is that you can inherit infrastructure like settings and services. And it basically ends up as being a way that you can manage a much more complex infrastructure than easily than you could otherwise do. So what are some of the examples that might do with this? One thing for security, you know, since you're making accounts all the time, you can make new accounts very easily. You can destroy them very easily, or they can self-destruct and transmit the money to any remaining money to an undisclosed location that you set up in advance. One, you might make an account that only has $5 in it and never has any more, and is sent on an email to a certain, like, special email address that somebody may get at this particular server, would charge the account 5 cents and pay that to the recipient. Well, 5 cents is going to kill the business model of most spam. Maybe some phishing not, but in other words, the account is so little that you can put it out in the clear and send it along. You don't have to worry about the encryption and all the things you would otherwise have to worry about. So
3 minutes.
Yeah, another example, actually, the big example, a real central problem we have today in the whole world of the internet is how do artists and journalists and so on support themselves for online work, because the internet works best if everything is free, and, well, second best if a big company like Apple does a big system like iTunes and gets everybody to sign up for it. That has disadvantages. And so the just click to download free, that's an excellent model. Well, with these accounts, you can set up what I call smart links. Oh, is the slide's not up? Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. There's in blue there just a made-up example. So in other words, it's simple links on it. Links
Two
to
minutes.
A record in a database. And it can, for example, someone could sponsor a particular song that they like, or a work of a particular band that they like, or a journalistic report that they like, and maybe sponsor 200 copies at 50 cents each, pay $100, and then the using that link, and then the first 200 people that click the link and choose to download the art can do so free. Now, they also get a chance to add more sponsorship, and the sponsors can send out a short message to people who use the content they paid for, advertising or otherwise. All those 200 get a chance to add more sponsorship if they want, so meaning that smart link can circulate indefinitely, and it can actually reproduce other links, and there's a lot more to it. So I'll be in the Felsenstein
room extra
tomorrow.
Time. Okay.
Well, thanks, but I'm not ready anyway. I'll be in the Felsenstein Room at noon tomorrow. We can talk about this. I've been developing this for a while and looking for people to work with.
Okay, great. And one last final round of applause for all the lightning talks. That's all we got. And I'm going to hand this over to Rob T. Firefly. Thank you very much.